This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. As you may know, the Sun's 30th anniversary issue came out in January 2009 and featured a piece called Celebrating Buddhism in America, 30 Great Years. Written by senior editor Barry Boyce, the piece is an in-depth look at the way the Dharma has taken roots in the 30 years since Shambhala Sun was founded. Barry, who's currently touring in support of The Rules of Victory, which he co-authored with Sun publisher Jim Gimion, was kind enough to speak with me to share some reflections about the piece and the footsteps we, and he, are following in. The 30 Years piece was in ways both an homage to and a continuation of the work of the late Rick Fields, who was a former editor of The Sun and the author of The Definitive History of Buddhism's Early Days in America, How the Swans Came to the Lake. I'm wondering if you knew Rick and how you feel he might react to the ways that Buddhism in North America has grown and morphed over the three decades since the book's release.
You know, I knew him a bit. I knew what he was about. Rick was one of those people who was trying to bring what you might call real journalism to the Buddhist world, that would be the healthiest kind of approach. At the same time, he had no problem being an unabashed advocate of Buddhism. Both things are possible, and I think the editors of the Shambhala Sun have had that kind of ethic, and that clearly came through in Swans. Now, what would he think about what's going on today? He'd be interested in exploring what the next open question is. And I don't think he'd particularly be concerned about what that question was, if that makes any sense.
Do you think that he would be surprised by the way North American culture in particular has embraced Buddhism?
He was in on the ground floor of that in the article that he wrote that was the precursor to How the Swans Came to the Lake for Stuart Brand's Coevolution Quarterly. I mean, he was trying to explain Buddhism to his mother. He was about outreach from the beginning, and I think he had a faith that it would continue. So I don't think he'd find it surprising. But he had a very young mind, so he would have been having a lot of conversations with young people.
As you did your research and work on the 30 Years piece, looking back, did any particular events or people strike you with any sort of new or refreshed significance?
Yeah, I think when people would teach in the early days, you know, they would teach with a lot of conviction, but we weren't necessarily maybe noticing who we were leaving out or who we were competing with in order to be the best teacher on the block. It's an evolutionary process, though. I mean, those, I think, were necessary mistakes, but it's humbling. I think what I saw in doing the research was how many people and how many communities had a big learning experience. You know, you take, for example, what happened in the Zen Center community or the Vajradhatu Shambhala community. You know, we realized a lot of arrogance, and I think that one of the biggest things we learned about is that the tradition that we inherited was based on a long-term depth of training, and of necessity, we were putting the pedal to the metal very quick and having to go with the little bit of training that we had, because that was what was necessary to get things going.
You're speaking not only, I think, in terms of the kinds of things that happen when people are undertrained, but also there was a period of ongoing, recurring scandal, particularly in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Everything was all new for them. There were power abuses, and there was confusion, and there was gender imbalance, and so on and so forth. It seems to me that the Buddhist communities of today avoid these kinds of problems for the most part. Is that a function of time? Is that a function of something we've all collectively learned?
This is about as complicated an issue as you could get. One of the biggest concerns in doing a story was how to work with a scandal. We have a new editor at The Sun whose son is a scholar of Buddhism, and when he heard that his dad was going to be working for the Shambhala Sun, you know, he looked at one of the issues, and the story was in there, and he said, well, they're not going to deal with all those scandals. And our new hire said, you know what, I think they probably are. His son was impressed that we had, in fact. It was really important to do that, because there's a lot to learn there about how we evolve as practitioners. And I make a very big distinction between taking away a moral lesson about the bright line between right and wrong, and taking away lessons about how, when you put yourself out there as a bodhisattva, you're an amateur by definition. And the mistakes you make become the path. The alternative is to hold back and not do anything because you don't want to make a mistake. And then there will never be enlightenment because nobody will make the first move. The Bodhisattva path is a commitment to amateurism. It says, I am fucked up, but I'm not going to wait till I'm not fucked up to go out there and do something. So by definition, you're saying, I'm going to make mistakes. You know, we have heroes. Richard Baker was a hero. Ursel Tenzin was a hero. But also they got hoisted on the petard of their own glacier activity, like anyone else would who put themselves out there that far. That said, we're not done learning that lesson. So I'm hesitant to say exactly where the communities are now. Any person who steps out is going to make mistakes, and I think the real strength will be how good we get at helping each other when that happens.
That was Barry Boyce, senior editor of Shambhala Sun, talking about the making of his Shambhala Sun feature article, Celebrating Buddhism in America, 30 Great Years. For more 30 Great Years coverage, see our January 2009 special anniversary issue, and each issue still to come this year, or visit us on the web at shambhalasun.com. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.